Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
It is Friday. Happy Friday. We are talking today on the Ish Things People Say episode about what to do when people tell you you're wasting your time. People love to debate about what is a waste of time versus what isn't, as if there's some universal rule of what's a good use of time and what isn't a good use of time. I see it all over the internet. People claim things like working for others is a waste of time and that you have to build for yourself, which is totally not one size fits all. Or that wasting TV is a waste of time because you should be doing something productive. Or even that reading is a waste of time because audiobooks are faster. I even see some people talking about how having kids is a waste of time because it distracts you from other priorities and takes all your money and all that good stuff. And clearly, as a mother of three, this is not something that I believe. At the end of the day, no one can really determine whether you're wasting your time but you. People love to share their opinions. That's what this entire segment is about. And they love to put the lessons that they've probably learned the hard way onto you. That's called projecting, folks. I'm reading a book right now called The Art of Showing Up, and in it, there's a quote that says, "No one can tell me what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling, or what I should do with my body." Reading that quote sparked the idea to record this episode because when people tell you that something's a waste of time, they're telling you what you should think, and they're attempting to make you feel a certain way. In my life, people have told me over and over again that I'm wasting my time. Often I end up discovering that they think I'm wasting my time because they don't get it. They don't understand my vision, my motivation, my goals, and that's okay. It is absolutely not my job and it's not your job to educate every single person that you know on your vision and make sure that they get it so that they don't judge you. Some people, this matters, of course. Like it matters to your spouse for them to have buy-in and to understand your goals, your motivation, and et cetera, so they can support you, your co-founders or your team. But for a lot of people, who really gives a crap if they get it or not? For example, a lot of people told me that I was wasting my time when I started my first company. Pretty much everyone I knew was pretty skeptical. It's a cookie business, or it was a cookie business, and it's easy to fail, and it's hard to make money. At that time, too, I was selling vegan cookies, and being vegan wasn't as cool as it is now at that time. I was also a lot less strong than I am now and a lot less resilient, so some of these opinions really got to me. I asked myself often if I was wasting my time, but I wasn't. Did I become a cookie millionaire? No. I definitely didn't, far from it. But did I make enough money to help start my next company? Yes, I absolutely did. Did I learn so much about what it takes to start and grow a company? Yes, I did. Did I learn that I didn't want to remain in the food industry any longer? Why, yes, I did. And none of these lessons were a waste of time, even though I was questioning while I was doing it whether I was spending my time well. A lot of people also told me that I was wasting my time when I got started on LinkedIn. They said, "I don't get it." And, "What's the point of these videos?" And, "She's making this stuff up." That was one of my favorites. And, "But how is this actually going to grow your company?" By the time I started on LinkedIn, it was, 2018. And I was a lot tougher at that time. So I cared a lot less what people thought, but I definitely did still care. I was thinking the average Joe off the street, they didn't have to get it because I got it. I saw a glimmer of what could be, of what could happen by building a personal brand on LinkedIn. And the harder I worked, the more consistent I was, the more success I saw building on LinkedIn, the more the vision I was able to show myself and other people. It definitely was not and still is not a waste of time. I put tons of time into LinkedIn and it has paid me dividends. And I'm so dang glad that I didn't listen to the people that were saying that I was wasting my time. Now, disclaimer, it's definitely a good idea to get opinions from qualified people. For example, you might tell your business coach about a new strategy that you want to try. and she might think it's a waste of time. And then maybe you talk to a peer and they think it's a great idea. And then your parents think it's a waste of time, but your spouse supports you. Everyone has different opinions. The most important thing to learn is how to gather feedback from others and how to take that feedback in kind of a neutral way. You can say something like, "Thank you for your opinion," and you can be on your merry way, and you can weigh the opinions of others alongside other things like your own feelings on the matter, which is the most important. How much do you know about the decision that you're making, and how confident are you in your decision? Those are things that you should think through while evaluating other people's opinions versus your own feelings. The last thing that I like to evaluate the opinions of others against is the worst case scenario. Some people say it's very negative to look at the worst case scenario, and they don't like to do it because that's looking at the glass as half full. And I think that's false. I do it all the time. So let's say I make a decision or I take a risk. I always ask myself, what's the worst thing that'll happen if it doesn't pan out? Will I lose a customer? Might I rub some people the wrong way? Might I lose some money? How much money? If you can consider the worst case scenario and you can be fine in the event that it happens, then I think you can be much more confident in your decision. So in summary, absolutely no one can tell you that you are wasting your time. It's something that only you can evaluate yourself, only you can determine yourself. And while it's good to get the opinions of others, ultimately you're in control and you have to make that decision. I hope this podcast was valuable to you as you wade through all of the things that other people say and the opinions of others and try to figure out what to do with all this information. If you got any value from this podcast, I would love if you would share it on social media. Be sure that you tag me if you do and send it to one like-minded friend, and I will see you on Monday. Thank you.